100 word stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I know the microphone is acting a little light today. Life goes on. The topic for this weekly challenge is actually a pick two. Someone else roast, when will it stop, support network, and moonwalk. And I know that very few of you are in places where Thanksgiving happens, but happy Thanksgiving to those who were part of it, and for those who aren't, well, whatever holidays, I don't know whose holidays or when, whatever. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll get back with you in a minute.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Professor Gilbert's Secret. This is the dying testimony of Lawrence Gilbert. I know I have been unparalleled in my field for decades and can only now, on my deathbed, reveal the reason. I moonwalk into every lecture. It drags even the most unresponsive students' eyes up from their screens. Then I immediately hypnotise the students. They become someone else in my lectures. Some I retain and they do my bidding, mostly reading. All students I make study. With their minds open, I pour information in and give them the tools to regurgitate it. I can't say I'm sorry for anything I have done. Thank you for listening and I shall see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1023. It's a pick two challenge. So here's my story. Linoleum Amanda looked over Sabrina's shoulder. Is that your grandmother in the locket? No, Sabrina replied. It's someone else. Patrick cut in. Where's that tornado taking Mr. Van Poot? When will it stop? Will he survive? Sabrina shrugged. Maybe the police station. Maybe the hospital. Mrs. Wienerheimer said, We should get home and sort this out. Is there anything else that you brought with you, Patrick? There's some stuff in the van, but not much, he said. After they found more of Sabrina's things in the van, they drove to Bobby's house. Stay here tonight, Patrick, Bobby said. Dad's going to jail. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Same as It Ever Was. It was a dark and stormy night, said the Joker to the thief. When will it stop? Said the dwarf to the elf. If the sun doesn't rise in the morning, we must find someone else. Of course, someone else was the mightiest warlock in Limbo, not to be disturbed lightly, which is the only way a pixie can disturb anyone, them being the Council of Elders. Consulting the Elder Scroll, the eighth-level bard broke into song. In total disgust, the dragon spawn fried the cursed loot with a breath of fire. Then, an ODA swamped the network. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
When will it stop? You scream. When you're done, I reply. adding more fuel to the fire, watching the flames burn ever higher. Eventually, your screams turn to whimpers, and then after a while, the only sound is the crackle of burning wood and the sizzle of your flesh. That's the tricky part, where the real skill comes in. Like sausages on a barbecue, you don't want the outside burned and blackened, whilst the inside is still pink and raw. Neither do I want you burned to a crisp. Trust me, it takes an expert to obtain the perfect roast.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my story. It's called Moves Like Stagger. On Mondays, I run a support network for people who think they can moonwalk, but they can't. You'd be surprised how many think they're channeling Michael Jackson, when in reality their dancing sucks. And that's being generous. I hang out at wedding venues and school reunions, armed with business cards and flyers. On a good night, I could get a dozen referrals from traumatized wives and embarrassed family members, all desperate to wean their husbands, brothers and cousins off the mistaken belief they can dance like MJ. Wednesdays, it's dirty dancing. And for the weekend, Saturday Night Fever, naturally. There you go, that was my story. This is me. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Back in the 80s, the moonwalk was all the rage. Johnny would moonwalk at the front of the class every time he aced a quiz or test. Or if he got the last of the pepperoni pizza at lunch, big moonwalk. He was supposed to be the star quarterback for the school, but in his first game, first play, he threw an absolute bomb of a pass that his receiver caught in the end zone for a touchdown. And Johnny moonwalked in his cleat caught in the grass, and he tore up his knee, and he never played again.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topics picked to go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, and you'll see them there. The next topic is cool, and I've put up the schedule for next week. Thank you for reminding me, Lisa, and for next year. So it's all up there, and good luck. Thank you all for being a part of this as we head into December and wrapping up the year and big holidays and such. And, well, keep it together. We'll see. Thank you. And as always, keep it brief.